Yeah. Okay. So the message of fear is always that you don't have enough information, and you're not going to, because you cannot predict the future and how it will turn out.
Right.
And things are not fair on this planet, and the legal system is the best in the world, but that doesn't guarantee it'll do the right thing. So fear is a very appropriate emotion, but I think the true question you want to ask me in this moment is, how do I self-focus in a way that I am vibrationally aligned with my divine intelligence in my heart for the best outcome for my child?
Yes, that's a much better question.
Okay, so the fear, you want to say, yeah, I don't know what the heck's going to happen. It could be unfair, it could be awful. This man has already hurt my daughter, and he could hurt this child too. I absolutely get the message of fear. I don't have enough information, not going to have it till this is over. All right? Validate the emotion, what it's trying to tell you, and you'll do better. Then, this is it, guys. You have a choice. It doesn't feel like a choice, but it is if you could ask the question, right? So the choice is, there are only two frequencies, having or not having, fear or love. Fear is faith in what you don't want, or you have faith in what you do want. So as a mom, you have to really amp it up and put only the language, until the thoughts, until you can feel in your body love, gratitude. So a way to play with that, you have to play with the mind to get there. So you have to go all the way to, hey, that is his father. I do not control my son's reality. I gave birth to him. I love him. I would die for him. But I really don't get to pick what he's here on earth to explore. And the only influence I have as a mother is that I can love him with such purity and such clarity that the chances are the vibration of the court will tip in my behalf. That's it. So if you know what control you actually do have, then you practice it till you get really good at it. You love your child, you don't let him feel your fear, because your child's response to thinking he wants to go to your dad is to protect you. Little boys want to protect their moms. They are little princes in the short versions. And so anytime he feels the vibration of fear, you don't have to speak it. They're little energy magnets. He will decide in his not mature in wisdom self yet, he's too little, he will decide that it's best to protect my mom if I go with what the bully goat says, right? So to counter that, you have no fear, and your son doesn't make that decision. And a mother's love has changed history. A mother's love in its pure form, which is non-judgment and no fear, is very powerful and something to be reckoned with. So if you have your clear goal, what is the only control I have in this horrible reality? Horrible reality. The only thing I could possibly pick that would feel better, because if there was something else, you'd be doing it. You've probably done a lot of things already. The only thing I can do is expand my heart to be grateful for the child that I have, that whatever reality my child ends up in, he will always have my love completely, fully. And that no matter how awful this reality is, loving my son is worth even going through this. Do you feel the power of that? And you keep coming back to love, and you will master it. How long will this spread out?
I don't know. Go to court on the 5th.
Okay, so you're talking, serious boot camp. You're talking quantum leaping. Mm-hmm. How much, you got 24 hours in a day. Hopefully you're going to sleep some of it. Because when you're sleeping, you're not scared. Okay? So your only question, your only control at this moment is, am I more in positive expectation and love, or am I more in fear? That's it. And the more you can tip the scale over here, I don't know if that means pulling out baby books and looking at pictures, talking memory, buying ice cream together, whatever it takes for you to get back in mommy alignment, happy mommy alignment, loving mommy alignment, positive mommy alignment, you'll be coming back to tell me, hot dang, I did it. And it will be your vibration. Mothers have a lot of power because the feminine energy is of love. Masculine energy is of creating and task-oriented and is actually designed to protect feminine energy. Been out of balance on Earth for a while now, but we're getting back.
Okay.
And so if you can fully align with only the love of your child, no matter what decision is made, you will be very pleased with what turns out.
Yeah, well, that's been like the, it seems to be the only thing that keeps snagging is that when I feel like I can't protect him, like I'm powerless to protect him.
And so you go right to the question, I only have one choice.
Right.
Am I going to pick love or fear?
Right.
Am I going to pick love or powerlessness? Am I going to pick positive expectation or am I going to become crippled?
Right. Well, because of that.
That's the only choice you have.
It was crippling. It was just, I was going into panic. So.
Because you didn't stop and say, wait, I do have a choice. I can think loving thoughts. I can think horrible things happen, but love is forever. I can think this is horrific, but my son is alive and healthy. No matter what happens, I get to be his mom. Mm-hmm. I can think I'm not going to like this reality. You know, little baby bits better. But you master this in the next, 10 days?
Right.
Not even? 8 days? You'll see evidence of your mastery. Not that you can create in another person's reality,
right.
But your vibration will absolutely have an influence of you in the experience. The other question to ask yourself is, this is a horrible reality. This, I would not wish this on anybody, right? This is unfair. This is not safe. This hurts everybody. Nobody wins. What is my choice of how I show up in this? Because if it doesn't go the way you want, your child is going to remember, and you are going to remember the whole rest of your life who you are in this and who you are as this moves forward. Focus on that, not the fear of what you don't know. You align so powerfully to you. Your authentic power as a mother, you will be amazed at the power of your heart. Okay? Everybody take a big breath. Okay.